This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
What up, podcast audience? What is up? I'm your man, Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. What? Just Talk with Sam podcast. And we did it! We did it! This is episode 200. And I'm going to celebrate the only way I know how is sitting down with some people and talk. I want to say, before we get into this podcast, I want to say thank you guys for getting us here, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. You hear the song in the back. Started from the bottom, now we here. Honest to God, you guys have brought me from a guy who used to just sit down on his couch with a mic. And you guys, honestly, man, it's kind of hard to say without getting choked up, but you guys have made it possible for me to sit down and talk with some of the best and brightest this city and beyond have to offer. Episode 200, and we are not going to stop doing that. So from the bottom of my heart, from the staff here, from everything that is everything, from you guys, I want to thank the fans straight up, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Period, point blank. Start like Drake, started from the bottom, now we here. Thank you guys for continuing to listen. And my guests today are some very special guests, After the Tide. For those who don't know who After the Tide is, or people who just know, well, let me put it like this. I don't turn you guys on to stuff, or I don't bring people on. I'm not fans of myself. And let me tell you, this powerhouse, the five members, Angela, Jose, Sean, Joe, and Steve, are a powerhouse waiting to happen. If you go out, please visit them on all forms of social media, whether that be on their Twitter page, whether that be After the Tide on Facebook, whether that be whatever they got, and we'll post it on our Facebook page. If I had to celebrate my 200 with somebody, I want to celebrate with these guys. I believe in these guys, and just like how you guys believed in me to keep us going for 200 and more. There's more coming along. I'm not quitting. I mean, there's more coming down. This is easy. Anybody, you know, sometimes you look for, oh, we need to find the biggest names. But sometimes, started from the bottom, now we're here. Sooner or later, these guys are going to blow up. And, I mean, it'd be a notch in our belt to say, like, hey, we put you on to After the Tide. So, before we get into this great podcast where I sit down and talk with After the Tide, at their stomping grounds, you know, we could have a couple of drinks at Stone's Cabin and we knock down a podcast with After the Tide. But before we get into all of that, I want you guys to go to samshownation.com. We got to pay bills. That's just what it is. 200 episodes ain't cheap. Who am I kidding? All right. 200 episodes. I have said this. Many of you are fast forward. It sucks, I know. But please don't fast forward this. Go to samshownation.com. on the homepage and current promotion page, there's a donate button. Many of you have donated. You guys keep the podcast rolling. This has always been a crowdsourced thing. You guys got us better mics, help us out on location, get us to go different places, get us to see different things, and feeding into the podcast, which helps me give a better presentation for you guys. Those who haven't, you guys can go to samshownation.com on the homepage of current promotion page, click the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. $1 to $7 billion if you got it. That'd be awesome. But whatever makes you feel like a good person to help the podcast keep rolling. You are keeping the free funny rolling. So please go to samshownation.com, click the donate button, and go as you normally would. Also, those who want to show their love for the podcast audibly, you guys want to just go out and just show how much you care, always go to samshownation.com and hit up the store and get your favorite t-shirts, whether that be the We Can't Make This Ish Up t-shirt, the Just Talk With Sam logo tee, the Non-Threatening Black Man, or for my ladies, the Kiss Women's t-shirt. They're all there at samshownation.com in the store. You can also go get some stickers. You know, people love the stickers. If you want to relive a lot of the 200s that's not on the server, you can also buy your archived episodes. What if your favorite episodes isn't there yet? You can go back, you can go to the premium server and get your old school episodes by going there. Also, totally for free, and I owe a debt of gratitude to you guys too, my Apple people. You guys get on Apple, on iTunes. You guys have gotten the iTunes app from, it's totally free. You guys have been given 5 stars, good reviews, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, guys. And you guys have been doing so. Please keep, continue to do that. Go on iTunes, give us 5 stars, give us a great review. So by doing that, you keep the podcast rolling. We have a few sponsors today. Also, I haven't forgot. We've been posting on social media before we get to our sponsors. Throughout the podcast, after the interview, I am dropping a bombshell announcement for the podcast that will change the podcast however we see fit. It's going to change. We're going to keep the good stuff, and we're going to add some more good stuff. So keep tuning in for that announcement. It's going to be right after the interview with After the Time. Okay, back to our promotions here. Back to our, sponsors. I want to say thanks to these guys. If you go on the 200 of anything, you got to look sweet. If you go to Just Talk With Sam, if you go to samshownation.com on the current promotions page, click the finish line link. It's free shipping on new arrivals coming in. Whether if you're going out, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're doing whatever, you need to look great. I don't know what it is, you just do. So whether you are man, woman, child, fan of a team, go to samshownation.com, click the finish line link, and get your gear. Whether that be Nike, Jordan. I rock the Jordans everywhere I go. I'm rocking something with Jordan on. He's the greatest basketball player ever. Anyway, Adidas, Reebok, and much, much more. Under Armour. MLB is right around the corner, which means there's a lot of leagues going on. Softball leagues, baseball leagues. You can get your team gear there. Represent your favorite team. Or, if you are a player, you can dress like your favorite athlete. So, all we ask you to do, go to finishline.com, click the link on the current promotions page at samshownation.com. Next sponsor that we have is all about celebrating. The only way I know how to celebrate is, maybe some cakes, desserts, whatever we got. Go to samshownation on the current promotions page, click the Mrs. Fields link, and guess what you can get? You can get tons of gifts for different occasions, whether that be a cookie set, a brownie set, or whatever you got. Technically, there is one for an anniversary. I ordered the Just Talk With Sam big cookie. It's a big cookie over my house right now because we're having fun on this 200th episode. Whatever the occasion is, you can go to Mrs. Fields. And let's just say you just want cookies. They have different collections, whether that be the St. Patrick's Day gifts, whether that be the spring collection, whether that be the Get Well Soon. It comes with a Get Well Bear. What better way to say Get Well Soon? Munching on a cookie? Look at that Dr. Bear. You can get all of those things with very, very low price by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the Mrs. Fields link. And they got collectible Tims and whatever you need. With the Scrubs Bear or Dr. Bear, whatever that makes you feel, you can give it to your person, make them feel good. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mrs. Fields link under the current promotions page, and get yourself some cookies. Lord knows you deserve it. You worked hard. I worked for 200 episodes. I deserve some cookies, and I'm going to go to Mrs. Fields. And last but certainly not least, I want the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. However you feel like celebrating the momentous occasion of the podcast, hitting 200 episodes, go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage, your current promotions page. Click that Amazon link and shop as you normally would. I don't know what you're shopping for. Books, watches, a Blu-ray, whatever you feel like doing. If I was you, the internet was built for a lot of different things. One of them is shopping. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. Only thing we ask you to do, take the detour, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the current promotions page or the homepage, and shop as you normally would. The good people like yourself have been doing that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We get a taste, small taste, but that goes right back into the podcast and help us reach higher heights like episode 200 and beyond. So please go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click the link, shop as you normally would. It's not going to cost you any more money. In fact, it may even save you some. So before we get into a great podcast where I sit down with After the Tide, one of my favorite bands that I have, I think I'm a little late to the party that I've approached. I want to play you some of their music, some where you get a chance to wet your beak a little bit, where you listen to After the Tide, like, oh, I like that. So before we get into the podcast, we're going to listen to Answer the Call by After the Tide. Because, well, they answered the call to be on this podcast, and quite honestly, I wouldn't start off my 200 episode any other way. So, After the Tide, Answer the Call, after the song, we'll be back with the podcast. See you in a few.
Into the way.
know this podcast is starting now. Now we're starting. We're super casual with it. This is how we started. We normal talking like we were.
So who had the Bud Light?
Huh?
Is that your Bud Light?
No, this is Bud Light.
That's my Bud Light.
Her Bud Light.
So that's your
Coors. Well, I'm sorry. I had a Coors. But either way, I am sitting here with After the Tide. Guys, introduce yourself.
Angie?
Hello, I'm Angela. I do vocals.
I'm Steve, the bass player.
I am Joe K, the drummer.
And I am Sean, the guitar player.
Sean, if you don't mind, just a little bit. There you go. Get your Marv Albert on. Get your inner
NASA. Come on.
Yeah, your inner Sports Center, Britney Spears, whoever used these type of mics, whatever you want to do. Say
John,
something. Yeah,
John,
you're good. You're
like
good
John
now.
John Madden.
Okay, fine.
Start talking about chicken wings.
Boom. Guys, thank you so much for doing my podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yes. Man. Like I said so many times before off mic, I'm a fan first. And I like reaching out to people who not necessarily that almost sounded so douchey. But, like, you guys, when I saw you guys at the New Dodge a few months ago around Thanksgiving, I actually talked to Jose about maybe possibly in the future you guys would be on a podcast. And unfortunately, he's not here. But, I mean, much love go to him because that made me start stalking your pages a little bit more, start watching the music. And he was really apologetic about it. He was like, oh, we're so much better now than we were then. And I guess that's a credit because I didn't know you guys were bad. I thought it was mine.
I was pretty hungover that day. I forgot what I did before. I think it was up north.
You were excellent. Let's just put it that way.
Think Jose was just going for the fact that we have grown not only individually but as a group since then. And it just keeps going and going.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys been together, what, 2 years?
Just about.
Okay.
August will be 2 years.
Okay, awesome, awesome. How did it all start?
Craigslist.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay, Craigslist. All right, who was the first person to reach out and just be like, okay.
Right. Well, Jose and I knew each other already from a previous band, and then we just kind of started looking.
Well, let me tell the story here. Hmm.
But that is the big part of the story.
Okay, I'm going to
that's
before
how it all
then.
Started.
Okay, before then, Jose put an ad on Craigslist. I put an ad on Craigslist at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to me. I had him to my place in Monroe County.
Okay.
Because I was afraid, you know, Craigslist. Danger.
Crazy.
Yeah. Stranger.
Yeah.
Serial killer.
Yeah, he may be a hell of a guitarist, but it comes at a price. I mean.
So, after
sure.
he
I'm
heard me.
I'm going to end up in a basement somewhere. Oh. Trunk of a car.
But his shredding was excellent.
It was great. He enjoyed what we did there. We just did a little bit of an acoustic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a hold of Sean. And, Sean, you want to take it from there?
Okay.
Well, while he was looking for you, we had been talking about starting to play again because it was been such a long time. Then he found you, and then I got a hold of Joe on Facebook by some miraculous chance. And I hadn't talked to him since high school.
Yeah, I didn't want to start a Facebook at all.
Okay.
I was like anti-Facebook,
you know,
anti-social
a lot of
media.
Musicians are for some reason.
Yeah. And the week I started it,
sorry,
he hits me up. He's like, you still drumming? I was like, actually, yeah. Are you looking for a band? Yeah. So come try out. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know what to expect, what type of genre, what type of music they were into. And when I showed up, I fell in love.
Okay. Your turn. How did we get here?
Oh.
Found him sleeping in an alley.
Behind a Walmart.
No,
we've adopted
out.
Him.
You just kicked him
no,
two times.
I'm actually,
the shoulder. Can you play bass? Okay, good.
No, it's nothing like that. No, I've known Jose for a long time, and I actually knew Joe too.
Yeah.
We have mutual friends, and I didn't know these guys though, but I just saw that they were looking for a bass player, and I actually joined just this past year.
Okay.
In June, I started playing with you guys.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So it hasn't been a year I've been with them.
All right. Now, one thing I noticed, like, during the – all right, that's kind of like the formation of the band, but isolated, you guys come from very different walks of life. Like, you're, all right, not discrediting, you guys have a very powerful sound together. But, like, one thing, I'm sure this may have come up, but your voice is very powerful as it is, but it's more of a siren-y kind of, think like your Haley from Paramore, think like your early day, maybe Garbage. Well, you can throw Gwen, because she has a powerful voice, too.
So I got that a lot.
Yeah, how was it kind of like getting with these guys, like, you're belting out, like, three-chord harmonies, and then you turn to your left, and some dude's just shredding his life away.
Oh, it was great.
Okay, okay.
I was actually nervous going into a band. I had no idea what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of came together, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Aw. Okay, now let's flip it. How did you guys feel, you know, you guys are honestly just powerful. Like I said, your sound is rival to, I guess, her voice kind of brings the power down a little bit, where it's just like hit you in the face sound. Before your vocals kick in, a lot of the bass, you know, coming from you, a lot of the drum work coming from you, and the guitar riffs, those are just like, hey, you have my attention, and now this lovely voice comes in and just so how did you guys look at her? Just kind of like,
That's kind of what we loved about it, was the mix. Mm-hmm. The mix between the two. You punch them in the face with the music, and you, like, you catch them with the vocals. You fall in love. You know what I'm saying? So, with the drums, we wanted to go a little poppy, a little heavy with the guitars, mm-hmm. rhythmic, catchy, punchy with solos and dynamics, you know, here and there.
Okay.
And then with the vocals, just melody.
It's funny you said poppy, because I kind of sort of wouldn't use that to describe you guys, but in a way, it's...
I mean, it's
so little, but...
Yeah, kind of. Just catchiness. Just,
there you go.
Yeah.
You know,
we work hard to write songs that we like, but we want other people to like them too, because that's the whole point of being creative. You want to get in people's faces and in their minds.
Okay. Round table. Who do you guys grow up listening to? When you sit down have your fantasies where, like, I'm going to learn how to do this because, you know, I want to be, insert the name here. You can go around the table again.
If I was going to hang out with anybody, probably be Tony Iommi.
Oh, Sabbath fan. Look at you.
Yeah.
He's like the perfect combination of rhythm and lead.
Okay. There's big shoes to fill. Looking at you.
I grew up on metal.
Okay.
Pantera, Metallica, Slayer.
Okay.
I'm just saying Slayer. That's it.
You want to skip you? Yeah, because you're in deep thought over here.
I listen like everything.
Rick James. It's,
yeah.
Is there a new Rick James element coming to your sound? Because I mean, you're in the middle of, you know, Until the Break of Dawn, and somehow that works into Super Freak. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, it's to come. That's what something you're working on. It's like, how in the hell can I work in Super Freak?
We'll think about that.
Okay.
Put a little funk in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Your turn.
Okay, so I basically listen to any powerhouse female vocalist out there. I really, before I joined the band, before I put that ad out, what made me want to join the band and get one was Haley from Paramore.
Okay.
She went from gospel to that kind of pop punk.
Good transition.
Which is true. A lot of powerful voices, females, have that gospel backing. You see it from Haley. You see it from, I throw it out there, Katy Perry. I should not know that about Katy Perry, but I knew that about Katy Perry. Katy Perry is the same way. And many other artists come from that strict gospel deep Southern Baptist, and then, okay, change your entire style, go see rock chords, go ahead, go. And somehow it transitioned into that.
Yeah, it's a challenge, it's exciting, something new. I'm all about challenging myself, you know, finding new limitations. If I hit that wall, time to try something new,
okay.
Shake it up. And if I could meet anyone, I would love to meet David Lee Roth from Band.
Oh,
who wouldn't? No.
I would,
I would love
to meet David Lee Roth.
It's David Lee Roth for you.
Scooby Bob, you how?
Crack you in the face with a bottle of Jack.
My
and then talk to you and make a song about it.
Yeah. My dad brought me up on classic rock, and Van Halen was my favorite.
I live my life like this.
Oh, tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm testing you, David Lee Roth, your DLR strip right there. You were supposed to finish that. Good work. Good work.
You know it, damn right.
But speaking of that, but you guys have been a unit for over, going on 2 years, and you guys have made a lot of noise, no pun intended, in the Detroit music scene. What is that like? What was the first time? Okay. What was the first time when you just like, oh my God, we got something here? When you guys started looking around? Because some of the videos that I've seen on Reverb Nation, you guys are performing, but it's so like, okay, we've been working on this. This crowd does not matter. After seeing you live, you guys have that. Yeah, we're just going to rock anyway. It helps that people are here. But,
oh,
you know. So what do you take from that where you're being embraced by the music scene in Detroit?
You know, I take a positive crowd at every show. I think back and remember we had this one show and, you know, we gained a lot of fans just because we went out there and played to see... What?
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
But I guess people like to see us in our element. Mm-hmm. We all love what we do. It's the most important thing. It's what we practice for. You bust your ass in the garage. It's time to get on that stage. And when you get on that stage, it's time to let everything go.
Okay.
And I think no matter the crowd, it's we want to show people that's what we're there for. And if they love it, which I, you know, we're trying to go for.
Okay. You guys are no slouches with that. And you brought up like I'm sorry I went this far in the podcast without bringing this up. Please get out any form of social media that you guys are a part of. Plug any gigs. Don't be afraid to do that.
Oh yeah.
I usually open with that.
Right.
We just got caught up talking, and sorry, please.
And, oh, no.
Facebook. 24th. We got Facebook. It's facebook.com/AfterTheTideOfficialRock. Then there's Reverb Nation. You can search for us on there. And then
we have a Twitter account.
Yeah, After the Tide Rock.
Okay.
ROC is how you spelled rock.
I'll make sure I put it on our Facebook page and all of our stuff that
awesome.
Goes up. And me and Jose talked about this earlier. I don't know if he talked about it. You guys are on a very monumental episode for us personally, and we kind of moved some stuff around to bring you in because at the end of the day, like I said, we're fans. This is our 200th episode that you guys are on.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
And
fucking cheers.
Oh, nice.
Cheers. Cheers.
Like we needed another reason to drink.
By the way, we're in a bar doing
Yeah. Oh, we've already established that.
Yeah. All
right. And I feel like I'm up
you're gonna notice.
But I'm not.
So this is more of a gift for me. This is like, you know how they say, like, you do one interview for you, and you do one interview for the your fans. Yeah, this is totally for me. This is I mean,
right,
they can love it too, and I hope they get on your social media or come to your shows
right
and
on.
Stuff like that. But me personally, this is for me. So I wanted to talk to you guys because you have such a – you guys come from different backgrounds, but you guys play together, and you guys have a synchronicity with your sound where it's just kind of like – you said it a minute ago, how you get in the garage and you work and you grind it out. Have you guys had a who's the wall, I should say, that in the garage where you just like, there's always a guy. You don't have to out him. You can say he. You can use whatever pronoun you want.
That's probably me.
Okay. The
it
wall
depends
is
on
usually
the day.
Like, if
I'm
this
like, no,
shit isn't Shakespeare,
no.
We're not taking this with us.
Yeah.
That's you?
Very
that's
picky.
Me.
I'm like, no.
Perfectionist
no.
to a T.
Okay. Please. Go on. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
It's you in the garage and me in the studio.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of
yep.
me and Sean. In the writing process, it's I want perfection.
Okay.
You know, and then in the studio, Sean wants that much more perfection. So
okay.
when composing the song, it's just, let's try this, let's try that, let's do this, do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't settle for just an average shit
yeah.
song. Like, if it's not, okay, we can have a new riff. Let's jam this sucker up.
Yeah, that sounds
if it
good,
doesn't turn
okay. but it's not great.
But
yeah,
if
it
doesn't,
turn
flow,
anything, then
what I noticed about this band is that if it doesn't flow, we throw it out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It
so,
has to flow. It has to come out
yeah.
naturally.
If the song, basically, all the songs we have that we enjoy playing and that we play live and that we have recorded this past mm-hmm. weekend, most of them all been written within, like, one or two practices. Sure,
awesome.
They've been worked upon
strictly
after
on
that, but
feeling.
Like the core of those have been worked on. They were done in like one practice because they
yep.
just happened.
Yeah,
okay.
as early as I've been in the band,
mm-hmm.
that's what we you know we've what written two songs together,
three.
Okay,
yeah, that's they came real easy. Like there's no problem. It just flowed out.
Okay,
and
is
like,
it just kind of like a vibe you all felt
yeah.
from each other?
Yeah.
Oh
the
yeah!
Sure.
I have to
force
say,
things out. You
from
can't
coming,
force stuff.
Coming from different areas of life, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and very different personality types, we just mesh together so well when it comes
okay.
to our music. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we say, "Okay, that's not gonna sound good," but these two people are like, "Yes, it is. Just hear it," and then we kind of battle on that. For the most part, though, we have the same vision.
If you notice, those songs that we'll argue about sometime, like a riff, like, oh, let's work on this. And then we work on an entire practice, and nothing comes out of it, and it's like, fuck that, that's obviously not going to work. And then we come up with something new. And
something new and better.
Done.
Yep.
Okay, do you still catalog those throwaway songs where, like, maybe later?
Kind of.
Riffs.
Okay.
Kind of a little bit. Cause
there
like,
are parts where we're like, that is catchy. That
gotcha.
Is now, you know, and future.
Yes, keep
so
that in
like,
your pocket.
We'll hold on to that.
Yep.
Put that in the back pocket and
okay.
we'll fuck with it later.
So, is there a tryout period? Let's say, like, where, like with me, a lot of times my tryout period is I don't have a band. I have to talk. I have to make jokes. I have to do this. But usually in live shows when we do something, I may say something and see how the crowd react to it. Or I may say something where, let's see if social media blows up today if I said this on the podcast. And if it falls flat, you walk out. You know, you're just going,
oh, yeah.
Do you guys have that where it's like, okay, we're trying a new one. You raise your hand, just like, be precious with us. And do you guys, can you? Does it make it that far? Let's go. Let's start there.
Usually, the songs don't make it that far. Like,
okay.
Like it's either it's good and we're gonna throw it in the set,
or
it doesn't flow
not.
And
yeah.
it doesn't work, and we don't ever work on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again,
yeah,
we move on to something new.
Yeah. If we don't like it, we don't think anybody else is gonna like it.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah. If it doesn't good. Flow, it's gotta be natural, man. Just flow the hell out.
Okay. One question I like to ask bands. Like I said, you guys have been together in a shorter time than most of your contemporaries here.
Yeah.
And you guys, and I want to say this with love to any of your contemporaries listening, have made more of a bigger impact in such a small time. Does that, is there a little hateration or is that kind of like you could walk in and you could just be like, yeah, we're better than you. All right, don't make yourself.
You know what's up.
You can't.
Yeah, is there still kind of like a
I don't
proving
know.
Ground? Or?
No, I mean, you can't have an ego because at this level, you gotta be friends with everybody. And
yeah.
a lot of the people that we play with and we've met, we all get along.
We're
just
huge supporters
personal
of
level.
Local music. And we'll give shout-outs on our networks to other bands.
Oh, you can now. I'm friends with a lot of people. Hell, school me. Maybe I may not know these people. You can do it now if you
I'd
want.
Actually
the one thing
like
is like, we love like when we're playing shows and we have shows coming up, we love to give the love. But at the same time, like you said,
we're there to kick ass and take names.
Exactly.
There you go.
We're there for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get our music out there.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So,
I mean, it's sort of like before you hit the stage, it's all love. When you guys hit the stage, it's all business.
Game
then
time.
You go back and
game
then
right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's like you watch a football game, two guys who might have gone to the same university but are in opposing teams.
Oh, yeah.
Time to rough it up.
Yeah. You leave it all out on the field.
Maybe they
afterwards,
they maybe
go
they
grab
won.
A beer.
Yeah,
okay. All right, that makes sense. And quite honestly, that's a good feeling to have where when you hit on stage, you're all business. But, you know, it's all love because, you know, no egos here where you're just kind of like, oh, we're the hot shit. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because the bands that do have the egos, which, you know, everybody meets those bands, those are the bands that nobody likes. Like, as far as, like, all the local bands playing, that, there's always that one or two bands that have the egos, and those are the bands that kind of sit in a corner by themselves while all the other bands are hanging out together having
right.
a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a, like how you say it with football, it's a competitive thing, sort of,
yeah.
but you're competing with yourselves.
Yeah, right.
Of trying to be the better band or trying to write the best song or trying to sing as long as you can or you're shredding and your fingers are bleeding but you still need to finish the song and you're still in your head, you know?
Yeah. We don't compete with other bands. There's no – it's all – everybody's got to support each other. It's the only way any of us can accomplish
things. We all
have
the same dreams.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Especially out of the Detroit scene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're, you know, everybody has to work together.
Okay, and that's fair because, quite honestly, like I said, your contemporaries are excellent in his own right, whereas it's like magicians trying to out-trick each other. That's what you guys are doing. Just like, I can pull a rabbit out of a hat. Yeah, I can too.
Yeah.
I can pull a pink rabbit out of a hat.
You got that from Seinfeld, didn't you? He's compared
well,
to
magicians. You can tell. I am a Seinfeld fan. Yes!
Two magicians battling each other. I have a rabbit. Oh, good for you. Here's your card.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
We need more beer.
I knew you guys were cool. Yeah,
we're doing Seinfeld references.
Yes.
This all night, dude.
This guy watches way too much Seinfeld.
Really?
What's
your favorite episode?
Every single day I watch Seinfeld.
Who doesn't, man? It's awesome.
I don't know.
I don't.
Favorite episode?
I don't. How can you not? It's a classic. Every episode.
I watched it when it was on TV.
Yeah. Not 40,000 reruns 12 years later.
But when you
you're
watch
not a fan.
All
not
right.
A fan.
You know what? In all fairness, when you watch the reruns, you see little stuff that you didn't see the first time. There's always little incremental things. Like, honestly, Seinfeld is up there on my list. I have to go to sleep. I'll put it on the table. I have to go to bed to reruns of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
I have
to. That's a great show.
Even though I know the show, I'm not knocking it, saying it's putting me to sleep. I'm so comfortable with it.
See, I'm not a TV show guy. I'm more of a movie guy. I'm a movie buff.
What's the last movie you saw? Come on, movie buff.
We just went and saw the Lego movie.
Okay.
Excellent.
In 3D.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Yes. I've been hearing good things about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was great.
Hilarious.
Are you watching the Oscars?
No.
How are you a movie?
It was on TV.
All right. That makes sense. That kind of makes sense.
He doesn't have cable.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Way to call him out.
When the Oscars was on
I'm a musician. I cannot afford cable or internet.
I would cancel cable in a heartbeat. It wasn't for my wife. Oh, I gotta watch my shows. It's like, I don't like cable. You know how many shitty great movies I have found on like Netflix when I had that?
That's where I live.
Shitty,
Netflix.
Great
Another
movies.
One I just saw was RoboCop, and that was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will back you on that. RoboCop was awesome, and it was taped here, so I'm seeing little shit around here. Like, I know what that is! I know what that is!
GM building, oh, yeah!
Is it as good as the original one? There's no freaking way.
Oh, my God.
I never hold it up to the original one.
Yeah,
you can't
do
that with Peter Weller
with any remakes,
was the fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, And even the scene where, like, a guy is being mutilated within the first 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, you
he
can't.
He got shot, like, what?
Yeah, the robot times. Comes up. He's like,
yeah.
Waste him.
You can't hold the two standards together.
Well, the thing that threw me off about the new RoboCop, which I will still see it, but when I saw the PG-13 rating, I was like, oh.
It's still like, good. Trust me on that. Like, even though it's PG-13, yeah. It's still good.
It's the writing, the story, the acting.
Yeah.
All right, here's the difference between the last one and this one. Since the status quo kind of changed as far as language and violence go,
right.
What we see now is like, would be in the R back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So what the RoboCop of the 80s is kind of PG because we've seen, like, we lived through Breaking Bad. Okay, anyone see Breaking Bad here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything. It was the shit, though, man. But seeing a guy go from a chemistry teacher to the best meth cook ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baking cookies and brownies and chicken and
he was
steaks.
Awesome.
All with meth.
All with meth. He was a man. And, I don't know. Look, guys, if you feel off right now, you shouldn't. This is how a normal podcast goes. It goes to, we talk about you guys for music. Someone says something. We just roll with it.
Yep.
I mean, like a sandwich right now with some meth.
Okay. Do they serve that here? This will be the most awesome podcast ever. It's like,
yeah.
Well, he's freaking out, but we're still going to keep a mic on him.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Come on there, fucking.
You know, I was saying something about music, but yeah.
Let me drop something here, though.
Okay.
March 15th.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a big date.
Let's get our St. Patty's party.
St. Patrick's Day bash.
Okay.
And it's I'm the lead singer and guitarist of Martell, which is our EP release. And After the Tide, it's the second annual St. Patrick's Day bash.
Yep, we've done that the last 2 years.
Yep.
So.
And it's the...
You're pulling double duty tonight. I didn't realize that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, man. I'm proud of you guys on that front because, well, most bands don't make it 2 years coming from different parts of. Then you got, Mr. Moonlight here. He's just like, yeah, I'm getting two checks that night.
Yeah, I wish.
So, but still, proud of you guys because of the EP release because that's another way to get your name out there when in a very competitive market.
Yeah.
Like, which is the Detroit music scene. Gun to head, who do you go with, though?
I'm sorry?
Gun. Yeah, yeah. I'll put the spotlight on you.
Gun to
if
your
you
head.
Had to pick, gun to head, what band do you roll with?
He's a singer and guitar player in his other band. Obviously, he's going to take Martell.
That's not a... No, it's
less
than
like that. Pressure if he stays with him.
I know, I'm fucking with you.
No.
I mean, I have so much musical background. It's, like, from different areas. It's it's kind of hard to pick and choose anything. So, I'm a multitasker.
I get it.
And that's... I'm always doing more than one thing at a time. Everything in my life. So that's why I'm in two bands.
Hey,
and like
it happens. You preach to the choir. I'm a blogger, podcaster. I'm here drinking a beer, running everyone's mics. Yeah, I'm a multitasker at heart.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
What are you gonna do? You gotta go take a piss in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. Yeah, I've still gotta run the board though. Make sure, guys, keep talking. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you'd take the laptop in there with you. I got this, guys. Don't worry.
But let me finish this up though with the show though. It's a big event. We're having Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. We got Harlow from Detroit.
Great guys.
Oh, yeah.
Great guys. I'm not on that.
Yeah, they're good friends of ours. And then we got, After the Tide's playing.
Well, yeah.
Right in the middle. Yeah. Hells yeah. I got pole double duty.
The Flips.
Yeah, the Flips from Chicago.
This is a big thing.
It's a big thing. We got to go all out.
It's at Simon's.
Simon's in Allen
Simon's
Park, March
after
15th.
Dark.
March 15th, 7 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
$5. something like that.
Also, I will make sure I put that on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be whatever.
And,
excellent.
And there, we got,
we're going to be naked leprechauns everywhere.
Oh, really?
Lucky Charms.
There might be some leprechauns running around.
What else
to say
around.
That's so crazy? We're not sure yet. We haven't got back from them. They'll be running around, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a good friend of mine, DJ Jeff Lowry, he's going to be kind of DJing and MCing the night.
Mm-hmm.
And the last hour of the night, he's going to be DJing, so everybody got you know, can hang out, and that's everybody that's involved. So they got a chance to hang out, you know, drink, have fun, listen to music.
Do St. Patty's Day, right?
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Granted, if I'm in a house, more than likely I should be, but I'm going to be wasting green beer. I'm going to be the loud guy, like, yeah, Black Irish! Yeah. Yeah, I'm just yelling Black Irish. Black. For the, right. Yeah, I'm going to be the loud guy, so.
Awesome.
Get ready.
Oh, that's cool. All
right.
I can be loud.
Louder than
you better be. You're on stage singing.
I love it.
But along with that, one question I do like asking bands, After the Tide is a cool name, but what came in second? There's always a band name that was just kind of like, yeah, we just didn't vote on it.
Oh, shit.
It was Rise. Gosh. It was L something Rise. You
guys
remember
that? We went
through
so many names.
Yeah, we had.
Please, lift off.
We had a page.
List off some of the names.
Well, originally we were called Evade, which obviously to me that sounds like more of like a prog rock band or something.
Vague.
But then we took a break for like a while.
We are whatever you need us to be.
Yeah, and then we started brainstorming tons of different names, and we even tried like drawing stuff out of a hat and. It was like,
okay.
It's like, well, you got
we
this name after,
actually,
and then there's the Tide thing, and we just threw
them
all together. Kind
we
of.
Had
the
to
idea.
Put the names in a hat because the Tide was taken.
A lot of names that we were thinking of were taken.
So, wait, we're after the Tide, we're just kind of like, oh, fuck, the Tide. Oh, fuck this. We are after the Tide.
Yeah.
We're after
it,
them.
It was one of those. Like, what?
We're like,
we're saying them out
before,
loud, imagining.
Into blah, blah, blah. What rolls off the tongue
into
a little bit?
Into the
know what
Tide
I mean?
Okay. Was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before the
you
Tide.
Guys, like,
after
super
tide.
Good swimmers or something?
I am a lover of. Any type of water, ocean,
beaches,
lake,
oceans,
beach.
Man. And that was
fire.
Another
yes.
That was another like selling point Snow. About the name of the band was, what do you think of when you think of the Tide and water and beaches? You think of fun. You think of a great time with my friends out
fishing.
At, out in the water, just beach. Having a great time, beer,
boat.
Barbecues,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yep. Topless
and,
chicks.
And that's what we're all about.
I am hanging with you. Because where you go, there's I'm just loving where you live. This magical world of Seinfeld, boobies, and just water sports.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to Florida the first 2 weeks of April. Want to go?
Oh well. Seinfeld's going to be there. I don't know where that would fit in.
Hey man,
Del Boca Vista, baby. Del Boca Vista.
He's three.
We just looked around the room and threw one of Seinfeld quips. You guys were like, I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know what Del Boca Vista is. And then, yeah.
Be the new mayor of Del Boca Vista, phase three.
I am the president. Well, I'm running for president
running
of Del Boca Vista.
Not hot, no deal.
I'm buying some wizard calculators, and I'm just going to spread it out to the members of the community. All of our Seinfeld nerdness is like ruining this interview.
You guys have the biggest smiles on your face. It's just great.
Yes.
Why
do you think that show's been on the fucking air for so damn long?
It's such a great show.
All right.
Oh, man.
The summer of George will be upon us soon.
Oh, the summer of George.
I can't wait until summer. I'm so sick of this weather.
You're not the only one. You're not the only
one. I know.
One.
At least if the Lions were on, you know, we'd have a reason to sit inside, watch football, and get hammered on Sundays.
Well, it's March. We don't get the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Yet.
But if they were on.
Yeah.
If they were.
We get
a shitty Detroit Red Wings
We get 6-degree weather.
Yeah.
Not
and you get to see
to
the Red
do.
Wings, like, totally phone it in this year. Just kind of like, really, you want to step it up just a little bit? Just a little
yeah,
bit?
Maybe a little bit. It'd be nice if they could.
It would be cool if they did.
Being like, shit.
And it doesn't help that Hank just got injured for the rest
well,
of the season.
Well, that didn't help either way. I mean, you know what? It's a rebuilding year around for everyone because the Pistons, they're done. Red yep. Wings, I don't really see anything.
I almost think
out of
the Pistons are doing it on purpose, but that's just
I think
me.
That's just management on their part. Just bad
Dumars,
coaching.
See ya.
So, we're getting towards the end of this podcast. I want to say thanks again for just coming out and helping us out
thank
on
you.
The podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for
thank
having
you
us on.
Much.
This was great.
I mean, I've been kind of like mentioning this and sniggling and giggling with my broadcasting counterparts where I'm just kind of like, yeah, I got after the title. They're coming up for episode 200. They're coming up for episode. And they're just, from Raw Radio West, they're just looking. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
You know they were here. I'm like, don't care. I got it in my pocket.
Feel very humbled by that.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Feels good. Feels good to be appreciated.
I will say this. You guys have quickly become one of my new favorite bands in the Detroit scene.
So check us out, definitely.
Please, all social media,
get us
gigs,
on Facebook,
anything.
Reverb Face. Nation,
yep.
and look for us this summer because we just spent the weekend in the studio.
Yep, so we went to Zoinga.
I tell
studios.
You what, it's. I'm so excited to get it out there.
Yeah,
everyone's gonna be like, "What?"
We got our EP coming
I
out.
I love this.
Merch.
We had a
all
great
types of
weekend.
Merch.
No, wait, hold up. I just heard like three. Cool things. Yeah. EP and what else?
Merch. Shirts.
Okay.
Stickers.
Any
buttons.
Wristband.
Any date or
wristband shit.
Any date or anything like that?
We're looking for end of May to June.
Yeah. That's more realistic.
There's
we'll
a
have
bro.
The, like Friday we went and played at the Shelter. That was a damn good show. Good crowd. A lot mm-hmm. of cool people. The Vagabonds from Nashville and the Unlikely Candidates. And it was just a really good show. And then we woke up early, went to the studio the past 2 days at Zoinga with our buddy Mick there in Royal Oak. That went really well. And
Mick is the man.
Yeah.
Mick is
we
the
should
man.
Have it mastered by, I know, March.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
June.
Yeah, mid-April, the masters will be out, and we'll have
oh,
those.
Perfect.
We'll have them online for streaming.
It's definitely going to be released before summer.
Well, yeah. all information
sure.
regarding you guys, like we keep tight with a lot of our podcast guests. We make sure we post it on the page. We make sure we be cheerleaders for you guys that we like to. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying my stuff. Thank you guys for sticking with us for 200 episodes and more in the
yeah.
future. You guys, anything related to the podcast, you can hit us up at samshownation.com, our Facebook, all of our social media is there. So samshownation.com, and I'll see you guys later.
He's Rag out.
On. Thanks again.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you.
The tide.
Thanks, man.
Mazel tov.
That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. That was Treading Time by After the Tide. All right. You got to check these guys out. Please visit them on whatever social media they are on. Tell them Sam sent you, whatever. See them at a show. They got a big one coming up on March 15th. All of the social media info is on their page. And I'll be a good man, and I'll put it on our page so you guys get a little taste of After the Tide. Get you a little taste. That's digital, but it's nothing like seeing these guys live. Check them out. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Now, for the announcement that we are doing for the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Drum roll, please. Yeah, I know. I got to keep the suspense going for, sequence reasons. Either way. All right, yeah. Stop. Late breaking announcement. Big announcement for the podcast. For 2014. We are doing more live shows. We will be places wherever you are. Check our social media. But that's not good enough. We are doing a big summertime bash July 18th at the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township. We're doing it. We're going to have members of the podcast. And the theme of the we want fans out. We may have a few musical guests stop by, perform some of their songs. Hint, hint, wink, wink. All of that info will be given later. But the theme for the party, the theme for the ultimate party, we want the fans to come out. We want you guys to have a great time. But the theme for the party is this. I can't believe I'm saying this. The roast of Sam McClain. Yes. Some of your favorite comedic talents, some of the staff here, maybe even some of our musical guests are going to spend the night roasting me. So if you ever wanted to hear some of the dirty, some of the bad, some of the stuff where I get lyrically kidney punched, please come out with us on July 18th at the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township, and we are going to have a great night. I want fans of the podcast. I want anyone with ears. Small cover charge. All of that info, and when I say small, I mean like really, really small. We're going to do the bare minimum to get you in the door. I think, I don't want to be too presumptuous here, but I believe the cover charge right now is $10 for a live podcast and some musical guests stopping by. Musical guests, now, the musical guests will all be guests from this show. If you love them digitally, you'll love them live. Check us out. Visit us on social media. We will be going. I understand July 18th is a little bit far down the pike. So there's going to be little more bonuses as the show progresses. But we're throwing it out there. July 18th. Be there or be square or whatever thing I can say right now. Now, to really illustrate how we're going to party, because I'm going to party, and I want you guys there to party, to really illustrate how we are going to party, we got one more song from After the Tide called Until the Break of Dawn. I couldn't set it better myself. We're going to party to the break of dawn, and leading us out of this podcast is After the Tide, Until the Break of Dawn. I will see you guys next week. Thank you once again for 200 great episodes. I will see you guys. Go to samshownation.com for all of our social media information. Until the Break of Dawn by After the Tide. See you guys next week.